Hi, and welcome to this demo of using two sets of AirPods to connect to two devices at the same time. Because as you might notice at the moment, with the current set of AirPods, I wanted to be able to use the left AirPod to connect to my iPhone and the right AirPod to connect to my Mac, and that's apparently not available, or you can't do it at the moment. So what I thought, well, if I buy a second set of AirPods, surely I can do the same thing that I want to do and use left and right for different devices. So I've just purchased myself a second set of AirPods, and I just wanted to go through the process of how I got it all working to use the left AirPod for set one to use with my iPhone and the right AirPod out of set two to use with my Mac at the same time, as it were. So basically what I did was, of course, when I first got my first set of AirPods, I opened up the charging case, hit connect to my iPhone, and those AirPods became David's AirPods. Before I connected the second set, I went into settings, Bluetooth, David's AirPods when they've connected, and then I chose the more info button, and then I renamed that set to David's first AirPods, popped them back in the charging case, though effectively disconnected. Then I got the new set out, the second set. When I opened up the charging case, again it said, do you want to connect? And I chose the connect button. It again defaulted to David's AirPods, because that's the name of my iPhone. So for that set, when it connected, I went into settings, Bluetooth, and went down to David's AirPods, and then more information, and then I renamed that set to David's second AirPods. So effectively, if I now look in settings Bluetooth, I've got David's first AirPods and David's second AirPods. And because these AirPod connections deploy across the iCloud Apple ID, I've got the same set not only on my iPhone, but also on my Mac as well. So all I really need to do now is to grab David's first AirPods. And I've currently got both AirPods in their case. And just so I don't get confused, in Braille on the back, I've got number one. All right. So let me open up the case. And I'm going to take the left AirPod out.
David's AirPods.
Okay, you just had the iPhone wake up. And that's now currently in my ear. And if I flick on my screen, I've got speech, of course, coming out through David's first AirPods. So I can just close the case and pop that back in my pocket, and then grab the other charging case out with the second set of AirPods in them, open up the case, and let me just check if my Mac's awake.
Fine, finder, applicate.
Which it is, and I grab the right earpiece out of the second case, and close the case, pop that in my ear, and we get the voom sound, which I also got on my iPhone, by the way. So now, if I command tab on my Mac, I've now got speech coming through my right AirPod. So if I was now to go in and check into settings Bluetooth on my iPhone, it would say David's first AirPods connected, and of course David's second AirPods disconnected. And on my Mac, if I wanted to check the connectivity, I could go into the extras menu in Bluetooth, and David's first AirPods would be disconnected, and the David's second AirPods would be connected. And of course, using the right earpiece for the second set and the left earpiece for the first set. Now, I haven't done this yet, but what I could also effectively do is, when both of these AirPods start to go flat, I could switch the AirPods around. So take the left one out of the second set and the right one out of the first set and wear them that way. I haven't got to that situation yet. I just think that would lead to more confusion. So I think, just to keep things nice and simple, because I'm already dealing with two sets of Bluetooth earpieces, I'm basically going to leave the first set just for my iPhone and the second set just for the Mac. And I'll charge them up appropriately, independently, rather than switching around the AirPods inside them and getting completely confused. And just one final thing I probably should prove to you, that it actually does work. I'll take my left earpiece out and pop it back in the charging case. So now, if I touch my iPhone,
Safari, messages.
Okay, I've got that back. And if I touch my Mac, I still have speech going through my Mac with my right AirPod out of my second set. So if I grab that and open up the charging case, take my right earpiece out and put it back on my second set, and close. If I use my Mac,
Finder, applications window,
I've got speech back. Of course, the window will be either one. If I take my second edition case here and take the right earpod out again, pop it in my ear, and get the vroomp sound, I've got speech on the Mac. And take the David's first set out of my other pocket, open it up, take the left earpod out, shut the case, and pop it in my ear. It's already connected, and I flick on the screen, and I've got speech going from my left AirPod. Very nice out of my first case. So that concludes this bit of an odd chit-chat demo of using two sets of AirPods so that you can use the left earpiece out of one and the right earpiece out of the other one to talk to two devices at the same time. And just to complete the trifecta, I should also let you know that I've currently got my Aftershocks on as well, my Bone Conduction headphones on, which is currently connected to my Apple Watch. So in effect, I've got live Bluetooth connected all the time to my iPhone, my Mac, and my Apple Watch. But anyway, that'll do me for this chit-chat demo. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.